you think about like eating animals, you know, like being vegetarian? Or do you think it's okay to eat animals?
Just does it.
Adam said that early on a human being such has the ability to survive in all conditions, only by the basis, because it's not a specialist feeder. It can eat anything. So it can well take animals and feed it to eat them where necessary. If you take, for instance, I mean, if you live like an Eskimo, what are you going to eat? Can you be a vegetarian? Is there anything wrong with them taking what they want?
As if you've got a choice, do you
because
think
it's there.
It's,
I mean, they would be driven up there because nobody else would live there. Didn't want to keep fighting. So they live on what's available. Is there anything wrong with that? Thank you, I will have one today. So, no, it's just a question. What I would say, though, is this. I don't see anything wrong with eating flesh at all, up to a point. But what I do say is this, I mean, we've gone past the point of being hunters and gatherers. I mean, perhaps in the old days when we had to be hunters and gatherers, in the winter time you probably ate more meat than vegetables, because there wasn't any available, and so on and so forth. But nowadays, with such a big civilization, with so many people in the world outside, you have to wonder sometimes about it. So we cultivate animals to eat. Now this is where I find a little problem. And I believe that if we do cultivate them to eat, then we must give them as good a life as is possible whilst they are living, and kill them humanely. But at least they must have some degree of decent lifespan before you do that. My way of seeing things. But unless they develop in some fashion, they're not going to go far. They need the life to develop. And I guess they don't need to be restricted too much, of course they're not living naturally, and it's a natural life. If within the confines of what we can achieve, then we can give them to some degree the space, areas in which to live more comfortably, as they should be, before we tell them. Again, a point, you see, since we've done away with all the predators, we need to cull them. And yeah. The point about you let them all over the place, unless you keep them down, they're going to be so many that they're going to starve. Because they'll eat everything that's going. To their own benefit, the numbers have got to be cut down. So what are you going to do with it? Just kill them? Because there are no predators now. Only man is the predator. So we have to do it for them. So we don't waste them, we eat them. There's so many ways of looking at this, you see. But as I say, yeah, they need to live, the animals need to live a life before we take them.
What do you think?
It's all part of the chain, food chain. I mean, one thing eats another. I mean, you take the fish life, one fish eats another, another fish eats that, another bigger one eats that, and the small ones get bigger, 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 bigger. It's a whole chain, and then we eat the bigger one. So we're all part of the same system. Now, the point about it is that, well, it's an animal. This is different to a plant. Oh, yes. Hold on. A plant also has a degree of consciousness. It responds to dark and light, to warmth and cold, to wind and so on. Are we not killing to eat those as well? Are we not taking that? It's a thing to ponder these things and see. And what shall we eat? Grain. We're eating the embryo young. They would otherwise grow.
What about killing?
So we're taking life wherever we go, even before it's born. You can't live in this world without just killing something. You have to accept that. This is one of the parts of the suffering we have to follow. So the point we have to say is, well, we endeavour not to kill more than we need. Fair enough. More than is need for the benefit of those, because we killed out all the predators. It was not a good thing. So you see how well nature, one thing balances against another. And we've taken out the predators, what are you going to do with the offspring of everything? Have them take over, or are we going to kill ourselves so that they have full run? I mean, take it, tell me, won't the thing wipe out completely? Don't say just this because of this.
No.
This is too limited.
No. It's that whole field of sensitivity.
That's right. I mean, it's too emotional here. You've got to look practically for the whole point. No, I'm afraid it's. I think people need to be a bit of a balanced diet, which takes in a little meat as well as vegetable and fruit. But I'm not saying to work enormously. I didn't say that. But I do think a little is necessary here and there for the proper different nutrients that can be obtained through that way. I didn't see the Buddha refuse it in any way. And biblically, we still have the fatted calf and the sheep, and goodness knows what.
We got an answer to a question about whether what to do if an animal is wounded and dying. What to do, you know, if the animal is dying and if it's dying for sure, like if it's half dead, but almost, and it will die, but it will take maybe, say, 5 hours of suffering, then is it better to just do it and then stop the suffering? But it's a difficult one, isn't it? Because then I'm killing for nothing other than reducing suffering. I found it quite a difficult one
it is
to...
It is difficult.
Mm-hmm. I think the point about this, it isn't the deed, it's the attitude of the mind that does it.
Yeah, I can see that.
You can kill with compassion. You can kill with revulsion or hatred.
Yeah.
So totally different deeds altogether. If filled with love, compassion is one thing, and that is where hate could be. In fact, I've done it.
Because it's changing its karma then, isn't it? In fact,
this is where, to some degree, I mean, the trouble is we have a complex society and we have some peculiar people within it, so it's very difficult to post any kind of law to deal with it, but euthanasia could be a very useful thing to some in certain circumstances. Yes. Well, I see nothing wrong with that. The snag about it is, of course, it's difficult to get a person to agree to that when they're still in a good state of mind. And when they've got past being able to decide for them, somebody else has to, it's difficult to say, what is their motive? Mm-hmm. Is it because I'm going to gain out of this, or because I'm doing it out of compassion?
Nobody asks.
Mm-hmm. This is where, you see, we live in a world just like that today, and it's not a very easy one to do this. But I will say this, that where it has been achieved, and on a few occasions, I'm glad to see that the law has been very lenient so far.